I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Ben Franklin once said, "A man of words and not of deeds is like a garden full of weeds." Yes, with all the rain, annual weeds are having a heyday. So let's talk about some annual weeds. I'll tackle perennial weeds, such as dandelion, Japanese knotweed, and horsetail, another time. Annual weeds self-sow from last summer and are germinating all over your garden. Some of the main culprits are lamb's quarters, pigweed, chickweed, purslane, and shepherd's purse. First of all the weeds I just mentioned are edible. Identify them correctly and try them in salads, soups, and stir fries. They're more nutritious with a stronger taste than just plain old lettuce. But even I can't eat all the wild greens, so here's some simple ways to control them before you throw in the hoe and head for the beach. The first defense is prevention. There are thousands of weed seeds in the soil. Every time you turn the soil, you bring more seeds to the surface to germinate. So try no-dig gardening, where you don't turn the soil but add compost on beds each spring. Then hoe smartly. Using a small-bladed hoe, such as a stirrup hoe, gently cut young weeds as they germinate at the soil line. Avoid deep hoeing. Weed this way frequently to catch weeds before they get big. After weeding, mulch with straw, chopped leaves, burlap bags, or untreated grass clippings. This will prevent more weeds from germinating. Control annual weeds on patios and along walkways with commercial products containing citrus and clove oil. Reapply for tough weeds. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about summer greens. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.